I was living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at the time, and my west-facing window had a view of the Williamsburg Bridge, and then behind that I could see the Twin Towers. For some reason on that morning, that Tuesday morning, I overslept, which I very seldom do. The times in the last 20 years I've slept past 8:30 in the morning, I could probably count on one hand, and I was usually sick. For some reason, I wasn't sick or anything, and I woke up at 9 that morning in a panic because I was supposed to be at work at 9. And ran into the living room to kind of get the coffee going and turn around to look out the window, and the North Tower was on fire. And I thought, wow, that looks really bad. I thought it was probably an electric fire or something, and we'd hear about it in the news later. And then my coffee started boiling, and I turned around to turn off the stove, and I heard the second plane hit and saw the fireball, and knew that was wrong. On the one hand, I wanted to crawl back into bed and cower under the covers with my cat. And then on the other hand, I just felt this really urgent need to go out and do something affirmative. And felt like there was a really crucial moment right then to just do something. And I was looking out the window and saw all the people evacuating Lower Manhattan on foot across the Williamsburg Bridge. And I just thought, well, let's go see what's going on down there. And I just picked up my camera. All my supplies were down at the studio downtown. So I only had two rolls of film at home and walked down there to where the pedestrian footpath across the Williamsburg Bridge came down onto Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg, and just intuitively decided to try to make as many pictures of as many different people as I could with those two rolls of film. So I was just taking one frame per person. It made it so I couldn't really editorialize. I just had to get what was right there, right then, at that particular moment. It worked out to be 23 men and 23 women, and one of the women had carried her baby from, you know, 2 miles away downtown across the Williamsburg Bridge, and she was the last person I photographed. I really wanted it to be affirmative acknowledgement of what this incredible diversity of individuals had experienced at that time, but I wasn't sure of that, you know. And so I just went ahead and printed everything as best I could. It worked out to be kind of it's almost like one photograph, the whole 46 of them. And that's how it happened.